We next hear of him, with myriads of his kind, banqueting among the reeds of the Delaware, and grown corpulent with good feeding. He has changed his name in traveling. Bob Lincoln no more, he is the reed bird now, the much-sought-for tidbit of Pennsylvanian epicures, the rival in unlucky fame of the ortolan. Wherever he goes, pop, 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 every rusty firelock in the country is blazing away. He sees his companions falling by thousands around him. Does he take warning and reform? Alas, not he. Again he wings his flight. The rice swamps of the south invite him. He gorges himself among them almost to bursting. He can scarcely fly for corpulency. He has once more changed his name, and is now the famous rice bird of the Carolinas. Last stage of his career, behold him spitted with dozens of his corpulent companions, and served up a vaunted dish on some southern table. Such is the story of the bobolink. Once spiritual, musical, admired, the joy of the meadows and the favorite bird of spring, finally a gross little sensualist, who expiates his sensuality in the larder. His story contains a moral, worthy the attention of all little birds and little boys, warning them to keep to those refined and intellectual pursuits which raised him to so high a pitch of popularity during the early part of his career, but to eschew all tendency to that gross and dissipated indulgence which brought this mistaken little bird to an untimely end.